With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump's son Eric says it's hard to fathom the impact that Charlie Kirk has made on American politics.
Built one of the greatest youth political movements in history, probably the greatest youth political movements. And, you know, then somebody's, you know, dressed in all black sits on top of a roof with a rifle. While calling him a fascist for exercising free speech and kills a dear friend of ours. And it's absolutely heartbreaking.
A memorial service set to be held for Kirk tomorrow in Arizona. Left-wing violence now on many people's minds in the aftermath of that assassination. Correspondent Julia Walker reports Luigi Mangione's lawyers want the death penalty off the table in his alleged killing of the United Healthcare CEO.
Less than a week after Luigi Mangione was in court in New York for his state case in the killing of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson, his lawyers are urging a judge to bar federal prosecutors from seeking the death penalty, arguing authorities prejudiced his case by turning his arrest and perp walk into what they call a Marvel movie spectacle, and by publicly declaring their desire to see him executed. Meanwhile, in the state case, the judge took the terrorism charge off the table, citing it was being misused.
That is correspondent Julie Walker reporting. Plenty of fireworks on Friday as the Senate prepared to vote on a pair of contrasting continuing resolution bills to avoid a government shutdown. Minority Leader Chuck Schumer urged his colleagues not
to stand with Donald Trump and keep the same lousy status quo and cause the Trump health care shutdown.
But Majority Leader Republican John Thune called the House bill clean and bipartisan, but said the Democrat alternative was anything but
laden down with partisan policies and appeals to the Democrats' leftist base.
In the end, neither bill got the 60 votes needed for passage. This is SRN News. There's a new poll out on how the public feels about assisted suicide.
Lifeway Research reports that 51% of Americans believe that if a person is suffering from a painful terminal disease, it is morally acceptable for that individual to take his own life with the aid of a doctor. The survey also reveals that 55% of respondents believe that physicians should be allowed to help people kill themselves. Lifeway spokesman Scott McConnell says, quote, "Americans who see the Bible's teachings as having authority are the least likely to say physician-assisted suicide is morally acceptable." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
American women have always polled as being more religious on average than men. That holds true across dozens of countries, in fact, on nearly every continent, but that might be changing here in the U.S. A recent poll released by the American Enterprise Institute Survey Center on American Life found 39% of Generation Z women say they do not have a religious affiliation. This is SRN News. President Trump set to meet with China's leader in South Korea next month. Here's correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Following a two-hour phone call with Chinese President Xi Jinping, the president announced he will meet with Xi in South Korea in late October and will visit China early next year. Writing on his social media platform, the president said Xi would come to the United States at an appropriate time. He also said they made progress on approving a TikTok deal to allow the popular social media app to keep operating in the U.S. Greg Cluxton, Washington.
A Taliban crackdown to prevent what it calls immorality is spreading across Afghanistan now. More and more provinces are losing access to fiber optic internet service after the country's leader imposed a complete ban on that technology. It's the first time a ban of this kind has been imposed since the Taliban seized power in August of 2021. More of these stories at SRNnews.com.